Bell Pacific Mode. Phil Hendry.
Welcome to the world famous Phil Hendry Show, every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch. And when we say that, all we are saying is it belongs to us.
Yeah.
It is ours to do with as we will.
Yeah, but you can't, you know, fondle it.
Can't fondle it. No, we don't. What does fondle it mean?
Like, if you had the truth, you would not say.
No. What do you mean, bud? What are you talking, like jail sex or something?
Well,
why don't you just clean it up a little bit, okay? It's raunchy enough the way it is. In any event, welcome to the program. 877. Do we fondle it? 877-876-7445. We're also online at philhendryshow.com with a backstage pass. We actually figured it out. And I hope I'm quoting Alex right, because he sent me an email last night. He said we have 4,500 shows? Is that possible? 4,500 full three-hour shows? I think that there is, I think I'm getting the number. I think I'm lowballing it. I think there's more. In our website, in our archives, 4,500 three-hour shows, and they are radio shows, folks, that are not just, it's not a talk show. This is a satire daily. Well, I don't want to give it away. I mean, well, I sort of am giving it away. But the point is, it's, in other words, unlike most talk shows, it's worth listening to. All right.
Yay.
All right, so in any event, visit us there. We have a podcast that dropped today, and it features Dean Wheeler and his wife, Emeralda, as they were doing the Walk of Steel. That was, they had two electricians out at their ashram heating up that steel spike carpet that they had created to a temperature that would sear the skin right off of you, and they were going to walk over the top of this a la Tony Robbins and do it and show Tony how to do it, you know, show Tony what time it is. And I don't think it went too good, but that's part of episode 34 of the Free Phil Hendry podcast. You can access through the banner on our homepage. And also, tomorrow we'll have another episode of the Milwaukee Lions. It will be a download of last Sunday's preseason game at Utah. So if you missed that, and I know that we said that we weren't going to do Milwaukee Lion downloads, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, you said you weren't going to do that. Yeah, you're going to get people will be mad.
No, the subscribers get the games first, and they get the games as downloads right away. I'm not saying we're doing every one of them, just one. We're going to do it's a preseason game, whatever. So that'll be dropping tomorrow's episode 35 on the Free Phil Hendry podcast. We have a couple of things happening in the news. Under fire, Aiken gets help from U.S. social conservatives. And then the other story here is that the convention in Tampa, the Republican National Convention, might very well be affected by this storm that is threatening the southeast that is currently, I believe I read, where it was off the coast of Hispaniola. And
where's that?
Hispaniola is that big island that is Dominican Republic and Haiti. It's those two countries. They occupy one island.
Oh, man, it's like when you went to Antilles.
Yeah, it is. It's like the Antilles. It's like I went to the French Antilles.
You went to the boring one.
What do you mean I went to the boring one?
Well, everybody talks that my mom went to down to Antilles
Antilles.
Yeah, and she went to the Netherlands part. Yeah, the Netherlands one.
What about the Netherlands one?
They are that's where they have gold and diamonds and everything, jewelry, because the Netherlands people, the Dutch people, are very like. They're kind of money, not money grub, but they're like just the love diamonds.
Yeah, they're almost, well, I better not say, but they have Jewish.
You shut up. What are you saying now?
I didn't say anything.
They have Jewish what?
Well, no, they're just a lot of Jewish people.
Let me tell you something. Let me explain something to you guys, okay?
I didn't do anything.
Let me just explain something to you. You guys need a history lesson, both of you.
I don't know what you're going to say. I didn't do nothing.
Hold on. The Jewish people of Europe, for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, millennia, not millennium, millennia, that means two, were forced into the occupations that they have because they were not allowed to do anything else. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Uh-uh.
You don't.
No.
Okay, let me explain it to you. They were not allowed to be farmers.
What did mean they're not allowed?
They were not allowed. I mean, the laws of the day, the conventions of the day, the people of the day, the church, the church in Rome, nobody allowed Jews to do anything other than what they were allowed to do. And the things that they were allowed to do had nothing to do with farming, bricklaying, carpentry, none of the trades or the crafts or the occupations that guild members, in those days they called them guilds, didn't call them unions, called them guilds, artisan guilds, crafts guilds. No, they didn't get to do that. They had to go and do what, bud?
I don't know. I guess they had to buy gold.
They became merchants.
You see, I like Margaret.
I'm going to belt somebody in 5 seconds.
I'm sorry.
They became merchants. Not allowed to go out there and do that. What's left? You become a merchant. You move into the city. You sell stuff. You sell the fruits of another man's labors. You have to make a living. And the church, how many times have I got to explain this to you? The church, in saying to the Jews, well, you're not human. You're not human beings, so no human laws will apply to you. That's good for you, Jew, they said, because no human law, like for instance, the law against usury does not apply to you. You can charge as much interest rate as you want. There's only one problem. And the Jewish guy said, what's that, your holiness in Rome? You kick back to the church half of what you get. You understand? Now, folks, this is history. This is how it was. I don't give a damn what anybody tells you. This is the actual stuff. We don't deal in bullcrap around here. We don't deal in the revisionist view of history. We deal with it straight on, head on, man. Whatever it says, wherever it goes, that's what we want. And this is how it was. And for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, Jewish people had to find a way to make a living outside of the other occupations that were denied them. And so they got into being merchants, and they got into banking, and they got into money lending. They got into the purchasing of anything that would make them money. And what do you suppose you could buy that would make you money, bud?
I guess diamonds.
Yes, you could buy diamonds. You could buy a lot of stuff, but one of the things would be precious stones. Now, they found their way to Amsterdam because, as it turns out, Holland, Amsterdam, the Netherlands, was a country that was friendly to the Jewish people. They weren't a bunch of scumbags kicking their asses out of every neighborhood they went into. They embraced the Jewish people. In World War II, the Dutch workers went on strike. Can you imagine going on strike against the Nazis? Do you know what that got them? It got a whole bunch of them killed. But they did it anyway because they were protesting their Jewish neighbors being taken off the concentration camps. The Netherlands. It's one of the countries in World War II that actually embraced the American soldiers that came in and the British soldiers, the Canadian soldiers, said, thank you. The French, they were, in Paris, they dug us. But outside of town, where life was just a beautiful thing, here comes these stupid Yanks in their tanks. What the hell do you guys think you're doing? Well, there's a bunch of Nazis that we have. Well, get your ass out of here. Keep going, man. I got a nice life here with these krauts. Well, the Dutch treated the Jewish people well. So when you say to me, they probably have diamonds and stuff, just watch what you're saying, okay?
Well, I didn't know.
Well, now you do, man. And I don't know how many times I got to tell your ass this stuff, okay? Look at this. We got to take a break, Anyway, I'm not angry, folks. It's just a bud.
Yeah, that's right. It's always me.
If you want to talk like a dumbass, yeah, it's always going to be you. Do you want to be dumbass of the day?
No.
Then don't talk like one, man. Don't talk like a dumbass.
But yeah, you dumbass of the day, man. I'm going to have a hat made up for you.
Yeah, well, make one up for yourself, too, Robert.
What?
You didn't know any more about what I was talking about than he did. All right, folks. Where was I?
Talking about Spanola or something.
No, I know what we were talking about. The French Netherlands.
Yeah, that was that. They were talking about the Netherlands and the Jews that have the diamonds. I mean, the Jewish people.
There you go. All right, well, we'll get into that later. We have to take a break, and we're also going to be talking about the storm that's heading to Tampa. How the hell we ever get... What is it with you guys, man? I'm talking about a storm heading to Tampa, and we get into how the Jews of Amsterdam survived. What? The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-7445. Got a couple of phone lines open and all that. I think we have Lloyd Bonafide calling in a moment as well. And more news on Todd Akin and the social conservatives that are coming to his rescue. And that's fantastic, sir. That's great. You guys aren't going to win the White House, you realize. But hey, You just be true to your school, man. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't. You did.
His first air cap.
Yeah, I'm about to talk about the one in Vietnam.
All right, fine. Just, you know, I don't know the one in Vietnam. Are you talking about Apocalypse Now? Our engineer, Dan Northcraft, was with the first air cavalry in the United States Army. And, Bud, you're impressed with that.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
What's your problem, Robert?
Well, no, I'm not saying I'm not impressed. What's the one in Vietnam that Robert... Robert Dole in a movie, he go,
Robert, what do you mean Robert Dole?
Yeah, Robert Dole said, I like the smell of napalm in the morning.
Yeah.
It wasn't Robert Dole, that was Robert Duvall.
No, Robert Dole is the one that has no arms, right?
You know something, man.
Okay, I blew it.
Yeah, I think you blew it, man.
Yeah, you know, I'm not even a guy, you know, you're so, like, jacked up in the brain, I can't even go there with you, man. Robert Dole's the one with no arms, and he starred in Apocalypse Now. How dumb are you, man? You know?
What's the guy in Apocalypse Now?
Robert Duvall, and he's got both his arms, okay? We'll be right, just be quiet, we'll be right back. I got myself breaking again. I got to get to the phones here, 877-876-7445. I don't know why you guys are messing around with that, okay?
Well, just because what Dan said.
I know. So what are we talking about Vietnam for? All we were talking about was, we were looking at something, never mind, 877-876-7445. On the line with me is Lloyd Bonafide from Alhambra, California. Now, Mr. Bonafide, are you planning on going to the Republican convention?
Yes, I am, Mr. Hendry. I couldn't help but overhear the commentary of the young man who was there a moment ago.
Okay.
And the air cavalry were units that were converted, old cavalry units were converted to air cav. The old cavalry units were horse units. Did the young man know that?
Did you know that, Bud?
I knew about the horse unit, yeah.
Okay, but did you know that those air cavalry used to be the horse?
No. The ones that I'm talking about...
Yeah, these were helicopters.
I know they're helicopters now, but did you know that they were, at one time...
You know that they used to be horse units?
Yeah, they were horse... They had horses instead of helicopters.
Who did?
Okay, you know something?
You don't even... The guy. What we're talking about is the air cavalry used to have horses.
Oh, okay. Oh! No, I wasn't talking about that. I was talking about the air cavalry with the fly helicopters.
Young man, are you listening to what I'm saying to you?
Let's move on.
No, I don't. Mr. Hendry, I take this very seriously. I'm a Navy man. And I'm a Korean War veteran, but I believe that all of our military units and the branches of the United States military armed forces should be given their due respect. And I'm asking the young man directly, do you know, if you don't know, I'd be happy to explain it, do you know that the air cavalry units that we have today at one time had horses? Do you or do you not know that, sir?
I don't know it.
Well, I'm telling you that they did.
But I don't know what you're talking about.
You know, I know when you're doing something on purpose.
I'm not doing it on purpose.
No.
If he's doing it on purpose, I am... I'm worked up so much I want to get my truck started. Warm it up in the driveway for me, will you? Evelyn, warm it up in the driveway.
You're not going to warm up any truck, and you're not going to come to anybody's house, Lloyd, all right, sir? Let's just talk about what we're going to talk about.
I'd be very happy to, but if that young man did that on purpose, go ahead and warm it up. I've asked my wife, Evelyn, to warm my truck up in the driveway, and I will go to your home, and I will do something that I will regret for the rest of my life. Unless you get him off of the phone right now.
Bud.
I'm sorry, sir.
That's all right, but I don't want to do something I'm going to regret for the rest of my life. Did you warm up the truck, Evelyn? The keys are in the... And so, Mr. Henry, thank you for having me on your program.
I just have a little request for you, Lloyd, if you don't mind.
Yes, sir.
Can you lower the volume on the television?
Yes, sir, I'd be happy to. My wife is hard of hearing, but I will... I'm just lowering the sound here because of the radio. I'm lowering the sound, honey, because of the radio. I'm lowering the sound. Hold on. I'm lowering the sound! I'm lowering the sound so I can... Can you hold the line, sir?
Yes, sir.
I'm lowering the sound on the... Yes. Warm my truck up. Warm my truck up here. I love my wife, but she started losing her hearing a couple of years ago, and I tried to get the, I believe it's called Magical Ear. Do you know that product, Mr. Henry?
No, I do not, sir.
Well, it's called Magical Ear, or it's called Marvelous Ear, or Ears, plural, and I looked. I went into Sharper Image. As you know, they've got the great many of the products, and I said, do you have a product called Marvelous Ear or Wonderful Ear? And the woman gave me a look that will set off a lot of Korean War veterans. It's the look of, look at this old freak that I'm talking to, you know.
Look, Lloyd, I know that life in many ways can offend you and hurt you, but I really want to get to this, to you going to Tampa.
Yes, sir, I apologize.
No need to apologize at all. But I understand, and, you know, your wife, Evelyn, is we all have these problems, and I know that you will take very good care of her.
Yes, I will. Let me tell you something, and then I'll get to... I would lay my life down for that woman. I would lay my life down for that woman.
I know you've been married to her a long time.
Yes, I have. I met her as soon as I got back from Korea. We built a business together. We had our daughter. I've got my beautiful grandson. I've got a good life. And my wife is... I'm talking about you, honey. I'm talking about you! I'm sorry.
Do you have to talk to her that way all the time?
Sometimes, because I can't get this product that the doctor told us about. And
why doesn't the doc... So you've been to an actual hearing doctor, right?
Yes, we have. We go to Dr. Parrott is his name. He's over here in the medical building up on Duarte Road. We got to go all the way to Arcadia. It's your old hometown.
Okay, well, what is he... Doesn't he know where you can get it?
Yes, he did, but I asked him what's the name of it. He said it's called Wonderful Ear. And it didn't make sense.
Wonderful? I never heard of... I've heard of Miracle Ear.
It may be Miracle Ear. It may be Miracle Ear.
I've heard it, and I could be wrong about that, too. Bud, why don't you look that up for me?
What?
Look up Miracle... What are you doing, man?
I don't know. It was... Look... Okay, I got it. What?
What is he doing? He's looking at... he put his coat through the washing machine, and he's found it balled up.
Yeah, like, it got washed up, little balled up, little piece of paper.
Okay.
And just, it's like, look at this. That's a Der Wiener Schnitzel.
Der Wiener Schnitzel what?
Okay, can I ask a question?
Hold on, for Der Wiener Schnitzel what?
It's a receipt from Wiener Schnitzel.
So?
I don't know, I don't believe I ever went there.
May I ask you a question, sir?
Go ahead.
Are you talking about Wiener Schnitzel and... are you listening to me?
Yes, I am, sir. I'm asking Bud if he'd look up online where we can find Miracle Ear for you.
Yeah, I appreciate that, but I also heard him saying he's got a balled-up receipt from Wiener Schnitzel, which... Did he do that on purpose?
What do you mean on purpose?
Well, the last fist fight I got into was at a Wiener Schnitzel here in Alhambra probably about a month ago. Is he doing it on purpose?
No, sir, I didn't know anything.
We had no idea about...
All right.
Okay, so what we're going to do, Lloyd, is this.
Well, let me continue.
No, hold on. We're going to take our break. We have a commercial break, and when we come back, I want to talk about Tampa and you going to Tampa for the Republican convention and what you're up against in terms of the weather, okay?
Yes, sir. That was my understanding.
All right, sir. No more about anything else, though. We just don't have the time.
I certainly understand that.
But see, there's...
Bud, thank you, Lloyd. I'll put you on hold, okay?
I said that.
I'll put you on hold here, sir. Hey, Bud, when I'm talking to you, I don't want you going through your pockets looking at balled up...
Yeah, I put it in the washing machine.
I don't give a damn what you did with your coat. And your receipt from Wiener Schnitzel, what's that got to do with anything, man?
The problem, you can still read it on account it's been through the washing machine.
So what?
World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Oh, welcome back to world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I just noticed, Bud, you had the phones on hold, so nice job there.
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah, you're on top of it tonight.
You had the phones on hold, man? I told you to put them up.
I forgot about it, okay? We were talking about schnitzel and everything. You got me looking up the schnitzel.
I don't have you looking up schnitzel. I have you looking up Miracle Ear.
Oh.
Oh, boy. Lloyd Bonafide on the line with us here. We're going to talk, Lloyd, about going to Tampa for this convention, right?
Listen, this kid said he was looking up schnitzel.
We're not going to get sidetracked.
No. But I want you to, if he did, just look up the menu, kid. Hey, kid.
Yes, sir.
Look up the menu and see if they have a thing called an Angus pastrami sandwich. An Angus pastrami, because the kid at the Wiener Schnitzel, the day I got into a melee, I got into a... just a free-swinging melee in the main dining area there. The whole reason for it is this kid wouldn't shut up about the pastrami, and all I wanted was was to put it into a bun. I said, take it and stick it in a bun, and he made a crude joke.
Okay.
Yeah, so you know where I'm going.
Yeah, I know where you're going, and I don't want to hear about it. I want to hear about the Tampa trip, okay?
Yes, sir, but could you have that? Have the boy...
don't call me boy.
Hey, listen, boy, just do what I say, boy. And
don't call him boy, okay?
Well, he is a boy, isn't he?
He's 19.
I'm not black either.
What's that got to do with it?
Well, I'm not saying that the only people they should call boy, if they did, which they shouldn't, would be black people.
Hey, let me
hold on for a minute. What are you talking about?
I'd have kicked your ass for looking at me when you said that.
No, well, I'm saying you shouldn't do it.
All right, get out of here.
What?
You, get out of here.
You're a boy, you run a real loose ship there, don't you, Mr. Hendry?
Mr. Bonafide, forget about Der Wiener Schnitzel. I want to talk about what's going on in Tampa. Get out of here, bud.
I didn't do anything.
Yeah, you did.
All right, on the line with me is Lloyd Bonafide. Tell me about Tampa.
Yes, sir. Look, Mr. Hendry, I didn't mean to cause... I didn't mean to cause you no pain, as the song says, you know?
Sir, it's fine. Let's just talk about Tampa.
All right, sir, but I just, as the song says, you know the song that says, it's a less, what is it, Evelyn? It's a less, you know, Evelyn.
Mr. Bonafide, I gotta keep going with this, okay?
Yes, sir, Mr. Henn, I'm just trying to apologize, that's all. Evelyn! Evelyn! What's the song? It's a lesson too late. Yeah, that's it. It's a lesson too late for the learning. Made of sand. It reminds me of my mother. Made of sand in the blink of an eye. My soul is turning in your hand. In your hand. Are you going away?
Are you... finished?
Yeah, sorry.
Man, this old man.
What's that?
Nothing. So, anyway.
I'm sorry, I got to thinking about the song. It's a lesson too late for the learning. Made of sand, in the blink of an eye, my soul is turning in your hand. Are you going away with it?
Yeah, no, I know the song.
I'm trying to give you the title of it. Now I got to start all over again. It's a lesson too late.
Well, the title of it is The Last Thing on My Mind. I know the song.
The last thing on my mind. It's a lesson too late for the...
Will you get Get, sir, please.
Mr. Henry is speaking to a Korean War veteran. And I was thinking about my mother when I... Evelyn, honey? Evelyn? Evelyn! Sing that song again, dear. Give me the melody.
Oh, come on.
If you'll indulge me, sir. Sing it again, dear. Yeah, there it is. That's, yeah. All right, dear.
But who was that?
That was my wife.
All right.
She's deaf.
I know that. All right. So anyway.
Yeah, so anyway, Kansas. I mean Tampa. I'm going to be going to Tampa by way of Kansas because we're going to be visiting Earl Clue, who's a friend of mine. He lives in Tampa, but we're going to go to Kansas City anyway to see him.
Where does he live?
He lives in Tampa.
Why are you going to Kansas City?
Because I'm not going to see him in Tampa. I want to see him in Kansas City. And I told him I'll meet you in Kansas City. And so that's what he's going to do. He's going to go to Kansas City.
Why are you going to Kansas City?
I'm going to Kansas. Well, you don't hear too good, do you? I said I'm going there to meet Earl Clue. And
why are you going to Kansas City to meet a man that lives in Tampa?
Because I refuse to meet this guy in Tampa. I won't have anything to do with him in Tampa. You understand? And that's for personal reasons, sir. Personal reasons, sir.
Do you have a problem with Tampa?
Obviously, I don't, because I'm going there for the Republican Convention of the Republican National Football.
The Republican National Convention.
Yes, sir. And I'm going to Tampa, so why would you say, do I have a problem with it?
Why are you meeting a guy that lives in Tampa where you're going for the Republican National Convention in Kansas City?
Because I refuse to meet a guy in a city where he cleaned me out in dice, all right? I can't even hang the phone up. I can't even do that much. Let me tell you, Mr. Henry, old age is a curse. It is a curse.
Mr. Bonafide, sir. Mr. Bonafide, sir. Mr. Bonafide.
What? You let me talk to my daughter.
Hello.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Sherry.
Sherry, how are you?
I've talked to you before, Mr. Henry. I was on your program last week. My name's Jody Wills. Sherry Wills.
Oh, yeah. You were talking with us about something. I forget what it was.
Yeah. Well, I'm Lloyd's daughter.
Oh. Oh, okay. Are you from Brooklyn?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. How is it you're from Brooklyn?
Well, I was raised by my mother. And my mother is no longer married to my dad.
Oh, I see. Okay, I didn't know that Lloyd was married twice. I thought that the only wife he had was the wife that he has now, Evelyn.
No, he had another wife.
All right. Can you find out what's wrong with him?
He's agitated. He's very agitated because of the Red Bulls that he's been drinking.
And he's drinking Red Bull?
Yes, even. Daddy.
Daddy wouldn't even listen to me.
Daddy, put down the Red Bull.
It's my medicine.
See, Daddy calls it his medicine.
All right. If he can't get under control, I got to hang the phone up.
Daddy, he's going to hang up. He's going to hang up.
Give me that.
Nice talking to you, dear.
Mr. Henry, why would you hang the phone up on a man who is trying to sing a song about his mother? It's a lesson too late for the learning made of sand, in the blink of an eye, my soul is turning, and your hand in your hand.
All right, because we're talking about the Republican convention.
Yes, sir, you were going to say something else, though. You started out, you went beep, you know, and then you went because... So you were going to say something that was going to piss me off, weren't you?
No, I was not. I was going to get sidetracked again, and I don't want to do that. We're talking about the Republican National Convention.
You're sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
The Republican National Convention, I am traveling to with my wife, Evelyn, and we're going to go to it, and I won't be deterred by any storm, and I won't be deterred by Earl Clue, who is a lowlife that I met in the Navy, who cleaned me out of my bankroll one night playing dice in an alley behind Barker's, which was a bar in the Clearwater area back then after the Korean War. I won't go there and meet him there. I won't. He wants to go have a drink there.
Okay, fine. I'm sorry that I asked. So you're on your way to Kansas City, and then you will go from Kansas City to Tampa.
Yeah, if Earl doesn't go back to Tampa, he has to stay clear of Tampa while I am there. He has to stay in Kansas City. I purchased him a hotel room. And
all right, I don't want to hear the whole story about your friend. And I. Okay, you guys have got a thing.
What do you mean we've got a thing?
You guys have a problem or a dispute or something unresolved. So now, on your way to Tampa.
Yes, sir.
Let's stick with that. So you're going to Tampa for the Republican convention. As you know, as you just indicated, Lloyd, a storm is on the way.
Doesn't bother me at all. Doesn't bother me at all.
So the weather is not going to deter you in any way, shape, or form.
No, sir, and I think it's, to be honest with you, I think it isn't. It's disgraceful, and to me, it is an absolute disgrace that Americans would allow a range clouds and water to keep them from doing what they want to do, and I won't let any storm, I can assure you, I won't let water vapor, water, and the movement of air keep me from my duty as an American citizen, the delegate to that convention. All right?
Well, I mean, what you just described there, Lloyd, you're right. Storms are nothing more than water vapor, water, and the movement of air. But that movement of air and water vapor and everything can really cause a problem.
What problem does that, when you say water vapor and the movement of air, what problem is that?
Flooding roads. Bridges down.
Uh-huh. Yeah, go ahead.
Flooding roads, bridges down.
Go ahead. Give me some more, because nothing you're saying is bothering me. No storm, Mr. Henry, is going to keep me from going to that convention. I want to see Mitt Romney nominated as the Republican nominee, and nothing's going to keep me from that. You understand that, correct?
I believe you, yes, sir.
All right. No storm, because I've been in storms. I've been in tornadoes. I'm not going to stand there in Tampa and watch and have someone say to me, oh, hey, old man, you better move because we better evacuate you. If anyone says to me that they need to evacuate me, I will tell them, do you know what an evacuation looks like here? If I have to do that, I'll do that. And
what are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about. If someone says to me, we need to evacuate you, I will tell them, let me tell you what an evacuation truly is. And you will hear a sound not unlike the automatic weapon that is mounted on our United States Army Black Hawk helicopters. It's the kind of a gun that has a zipper to it, a zipper sound, you know, like the old German M23. You will hear that sound, only it will be my zipper. My pants will come down.
All right, I understand what you're saying. So you will not be evacuated from the storm area?
Nothing. Nothing in this world will keep me from going to that convention.
What if the convention hall is empty because there's no one there?
I don't know what you've been smoking. I don't know what drugs you're taking.
I'm not taking any drugs, sir. If the storm is bad enough where they cannot hold a session of the convention.
I'll say it. I don't know what you're smoking. I don't know what narcotics you're taking. But I think it's a disgrace. And I know you're not really taking narcotics, but what you just said leads me to believe that I have the freedom to say you're taking narcotics because it sounds like something a hophead would say. God, I can't breathe. Give me something to drink, will you? Get me something to drink!
All right, we're going to take a break.
All right.
Hulk.
Yeah, tell me to get out, and that old man act like an idiot.
87, the next time I tell you to do something, do it. Don't look up Der Wiener Schnitzel. Look up
Wonderful Ear.
Wonderful Ear, or not Magical Ear. I don't know. 877-876. What is this? What are you looking up here?
Angel Ear, Guardian Angel Ear, Cherub.
Cherub Ear?
I'm looking up everything that has to do with...
877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
Evelyn.
So what do you got?
Welcome
back. Hold on for a minute. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-7445. Okay, hold on. Welcome back, folks. We have Lloyd Bonafide on the line. He's going to be going to the Republican convention next week. We're asking you about the storm conditions, and we do have an update on the weather. Apparently, the hurricane, Lloyd, is headed toward Haiti, where there are a lot of people still living in tents from the earthquake.
Well, yes, sir, and I don't mean to sound insensitive, but that's Haiti. You're asking me about Tampa, and in the United States of America, we have a far better chance of surviving the kind of calamity that they are expecting in Haiti, because we have more than just, unfortunately, what those poor people are left to their own devices.
I understand that, but by the same token, it's going to be a powerful storm. That's all I'm saying.
Let me read something to you, because I heard my daughter say to you that I was drinking Red Bulls from about 2 o'clock this afternoon, and that is true.
Now, you know those are highly caffeinated.
Hold on, will you? Yes, I know they're highly caffeinated. I'm an adult. And
well, no one's disputing that.
Would you hold on, please? I'm an adult male, and I don't have anything in my history that indicates that I'm not allowed to have whatever I feel like having at any given time, and so I like the Red Bull. Now, listen to this. They turn the TV down, will you? Jody or Wendy, whatever name you're going by.
My name's Wendy, Dad.
All right, then why do you call yourself Jody half the time? My daughter, there's something really weird with her. Turn it down. I don't care if your mother can't hear it. Turn it down, will you? Evelyn, don't do that anymore, all right? The other day, Red Bull Racing's running show car revved its engine to the tune of the Star Spangled Banner, and yes, that was plenty impressive. But as the video below will show, the car sounds best at a throttle. The maximum
All right, I understand you're reading about the Red Bull car.
Yeah, the Red Bull car. And
that's an advertisement. That's a disgraceful piece in the New York Daily News, is that it?
What's disgraceful about it?
They're writing it like it's a news story. It's an advertisement for the Red Bull F1 car, okay? As a matter of fact, it is the Red Bull advertisement.
No, it's a news story.
Yeah, but it's made to look like a news story. It's a Red Bull advertisement. No one cares. All right, now.
No one cares all right now, as if you're blowing it off. Don't blow me off, all right?
All right, well, it's been nice talking to you, Lloyd.
Is that the end of the interview?
Yes, sir. If you're going to tell me how the interview's going to go, I'm not going to interview you. Now, do you want to tell me about the Republican convention?
I was trying to tell you about it.
All right, then. 877-876-7445. This guy you got into a fight with, by the way, is on the line. You want to talk to him?
Is that Dick Steelworth?
It's Mr. Steelworth?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, let me talk to the son of a bitch.
Hi, Mr. Steelworth. How are you, sir?
Yes, sir, I'm good.
And on the line is Lloyd Bonafide.
Hey, Lloyd.
Hey, how are you doing, Steel?
I'm good.
And what you doing?
Oh, I'm listening on the radio, too.
You're hearing me on the radio, huh?
Yeah.
And how you holding up?
Oh, I'm good. You know, I went to the doctor today.
You don't? What do you find?
Nothing here, but I'm going to eat that yogurt, my daughter.
What do you get? What kind of yogurt?
It's that brown cow. Brown cow yogurt.
That's the yogurt you told me about, huh?
Yeah, brown cow yogurt. Got to get that. Brown cow yogurt, you know. But I'll tell you, and you know, I'm going to do more walking.
Yeah, that's good for you, going walking.
Okay. All right.
Going walking. You want to play golf?
Yeah, I'll play golf. Where are you going to go? To the three par?
I'm going to go to the three par, yeah.
Okay, I'll play golf with you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Steelworth.
Why can't we talk?
Because we're doing a show right now. All right. Thanks a lot, Mr. Steelworth.
Yeah, okay.
I wanted to talk to him.
Is that the guy you got into the fight with at the Wiener Schnitzel?
Yeah, him and that kid behind the counter that didn't want to give me the regular. I wanted a chili dog, or I said, let me have the dog, the chili. And I said, I want to have your regular chili dog. So they gave me something in a tray, and I said, I want to have a chili dog. And I said, you put chili on a hot dog in a bun. And they gave me this thing in a tray that was. It was just chili is what it was, and only later did I find out there was a hot dog in there.
Was there a bun, too?
I don't know. All I know is when I said I want a chili dog, they gave me a thing that had a mound of chili, and when I probed with...
Shut up, bud.
What's he laughing? I can well imagine what he's laughing at when I said the word probe. Is he still laughing?
Yeah.
The filth... Boy, the filth in the minds of kids. Anyway...
Shut up, bud, will you?
You can't help it.
Probe. Yeah, you laughing? So I probed in there, and I found the bun, and I found the dog. And I said to the kid, I said, I want a chili dog. He said, that's it. I said, I got news for you. No, that ain't it. I said, will you turn that TV down, Jody, before I throw it out through a window? I'll throw it through a window. That's a promise from me to you.
I'm trying.
I don't care if your mother can't hear it. She's barely conscious now. I don't think she even knows where she is. I think there's something more wrong with my wife than just her hearing. So I said to the guy, give me a chili dog. He gives me a ladle of chili in a paper tray, and I said, what do you call that? He said, I call that a chili dog. I said, well, guess what? You could call it Susie. You might even want to marry it, but it's not a chili dog. He said, why would I want to marry that? I said, because it's got a secret surprise underneath the chili.
All right, we're going to be right back with more on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show right after these messages.
You're over the guy.
I know I hung up on him, okay? Right after these messages on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Lance Armstrong, by the way, has been stripped of his 7 Tour de France titles. 7
Phil Hendry.
And that's a kidding.